I once had a friend who was diagnosed with cancer, and the news that he might only live up to 6 months was a great shock to him, his family, and his friends. However, he was determined to look into all available treatments that might cure or extend his life. I think that when you find yourself in such situations, you tend to look for every possible hope of preserving your life. As the months progressed and his health grew worse, I noticed an unexpected change in attitude that came over him. He had been a cheerful person with an optimistic outlook. Rather than give in to discouragement and self-pity, he took comfort in humanity. His conversations focused on others instead of himself, and he spoke of the afterlife as something he was prepared for, believing that his deceased ancestors, including his mother and father, were there waiting for him. During the last few months, weeks, and days of his life, he was kindly cared for by family, friends, his loving wife who looked after both his physical and emotional needs, and workers from a local hospital came to the home to help regulate his medication and provide any other needed support. He didn't complain about his fate, and he willingly allowed others to serve him. Experiences of death and suffering teach us to value our family and be kind to others. You can't often learn these in a comfortable life, and perhaps such an experience is the greatest and final gift the terminally ill can give those left behind.